I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Sometimes wars start, and you know precisely the minute when they begin. And then there's Ukraine. What's happening there isn't easy to define or categorize. For anyone, though, who's familiar with the beautiful city of Odessa, knowing that violence has struck there makes the fear of actual war greater. We'll talk more about the Black Sea port in a minute. But as to the question, is it a war in Ukraine or not a war, let's turn to Michael McFaul, the former U.S. ambassador to Russia.
The news out of Slavyansk today is heavy fighting, helicopters, rockets, shooting. Scores of people have been killed. We don't know exactly how many. I guess we can continue to call it an anti-terrorist operation, but it feels like a military conflict to me.
And the semantics are important. Do you see this as a civil war or a Ukraine-Russia war or something else?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not an expert on the distinctions, but I would say so far it feels like a civil war with heavy interference from Russia. My fear, of course, is that it will become an interstate war. President Putin has been very clear that if he thinks ethnic Russians are threatened in Ukraine, he feels that he has the right to intervene. I think it's striking so far, his restraint, but I'm also very nervous about how this could escalate very quickly.
What are you most nervous about?
30,000 Russian troops coming over the border and saying in the name of protecting ethnic Russians, we have to invade Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin knows what the risks are, though, doesn't he?
He does, but history's filled with people who made decisions and then have unintended consequences, and it's very difficult to predict how these conflicts can spin and escalate out of control.
I'm just curious, if U.S. officials themselves start to call this a war, what kind of bar does that set for them? I mean, can they just keep on imposing sanctions if they say this is a war?
Well, it's interesting. There's been two new bars or red lines that the president and his allies in Europe have set. The first one was, if there is military escalation in eastern Ukraine, they will go forward with new sanctions. That was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Last week, there was a new bar set, which is if the presidential election scheduled for May 25th is not allowed to go through, there'll be new sanctions. In some ways, May 25th sets a hard deadline for further action. But given what's going on over the last 24 hours, one has to wonder if there might not have to be a response before May 25th.
Like what kind of response?
New sanctions, sectoral sanctions, as the president has threatened, that would go and put on the list not just individuals and smaller companies associated with those individuals, but go after large enterprises inside Russia.
On Friday, as you know, more than 40 people were killed in the city of Odessa. And yesterday, a mob stormed the Odessa police station and freed 67 pro-Russian militants. Later in the show today, we're going to talk a bit about the cultural significance of the city of Odessa. But I just wanted to hear your thoughts about the political and strategic importance of the city.
Well, first of all, it was just an awful tragedy to witness this, to see it. It's not clear what local police did. There's some reports now today that this was instigated and even the building was set on fire by those that wanted conflict. The government of Ukraine has to reassert its sovereign control over Ukraine, including in Odessa. With respect to your question about Odessa, it's a very important city for Russia. And importantly, people of different ethnicities have lived peacefully in Odessa for a long, long time. This is an aberration. This is not part of the history of Odessa.
Michael McFaul, former U.S. ambassador to Russia, thank you.
Thank you.